WTAW News. Time is 8:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A 12-year deal has been announced to operate concessions at the home of the 12th man.
Levy Restaurants of Chicago runs concessions at Wrigley Field, Miami's American Airlines Arena, and the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The chief negotiator for the A&M system, Philip Ray, says it's worth $50 million, larger than Levy's deal with The Ohio State University.
Just like we did on the other outsourcing, 100% of those employees are going to be offered positions, given positions, get their 4% raise, full bridged credits, you know, vacation accrual time, sick leave accrual time, you know, all of those things.
Ray says Levy will continue to use volunteer groups who have operated concessions at Kyle Field, Reed Arena, and Olson Field, among other venues. And vendors will continue to sell during home football games north of the stadium in the zone. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board has received a recommendation for naming the district's new elementary school. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the board will consider the name Spring Creek Elementary at Tuesday night's meeting.
There is a creek that runs through the property that will be in the, obviously not right on the school site, but in that area where the property is, called Spring Creek, which is very consistent with past practice.
The recommendation follows district policy on naming schools based on geography, like Creek View, which borders Lick Creek, and Greens Prairie, which is located on Greens Prairie Trail. A divided Bryan City Council approved making an exception to home building regulations requiring sidewalks on both sides of the street. The 4-2 vote supported the developer's offer to build a 10-foot wide path connecting Austin's Colony Park and next door Sam Rayburn Park School. Developer Grant Carrabba wanted a sidewalk on one side of low volume streets and 88 acres of new homes located in the Austin's Colony subdivision.
If a sidewalk is that important to just walk straight across the street and then use that to tie that into the major thoroughfares on Bollinger and Thornberry.
No one in the council suggested the city pay to build the path and keep sidewalks on both sides of the loop streets. Authorities are still looking for the person who shot a man in the parking lot of a convenience store north of downtown Bryan Friday afternoon.
Officers responded to the King Mart, which is located at 718 East MLK. We don't believe that the citizens are in danger. We believe they were acquainted and it was a targeted event.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the 32-year-old male victim walked about a half block to a home where he was taken to St. Joseph's for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries from a single gunshot wound. Police did arrest a bystander on charges of swearing in earshot of children, attempting to discourage witnesses from speaking, and spitting in the face of an officer. News Talk 1620 WTAW was recognized by the Texas Associated Press broadcasters Saturday night with 25 awards for news and sports coverage and online content during 2013. That includes, for the sixth consecutive year, WTAW receiving the Overall Excellence Award for TAPB member radio stations. The complete list is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 59 degrees, still cooling off. This looking news brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 10th annual tribute luncheon Tuesday, April 29th at 11:30 at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Caroline and Tom McDonald, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 979-589-4305. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community. Tuesday, April 29th at the Hilton College Station.
It's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today, ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family in true comfort all year long. Give them a call at 690-2278. Kind of outdated, but here we go.
Showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. It'll become windy today. Temperatures have a tendency to go from 75 this morning down through the 60s later today. Skies will clear tonight. It'll be breezy and chilly overnight, 35 for the low. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 40. We'll have sunny weather during the day on Wednesday, and the highs Wednesday afternoon will range from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Mambo number 5?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said he wants some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week.
It's not Tuesday.
Oh, it's not, is it? Well, I was trying to think of an annoying little song to get stuck in your head.
Uh-huh.
Would this qualify?
Oh, it qualifies.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, there was an equally annoying parody made of this with a stereotypical Chinese shopkeeper voice singing Combo Number 5.
Okay, so now that we've...
You've ruined my day.
Okay, good. Now that we've got that in your head, this is what we wanted to do. I mean, now that you have that little earworm, ways for you to get rid of it. Okay?
Q-tips.
So we'll see how this works. Q-tips. You know what the Q stands for, right?
Quality.
That's right. Most of us have been infested by... I mean, is there a better word? By an earworm at one time or another. It's that annoying little song that you can't get out of your head. There are a few remedies for earworms, okay? Now, the guy who's given us this, his title is the Director of Anxiety and Phobia Center at White Plains Hospital. That's got to be a fun place to work. You say hi to someone. What? What do you want? How you doing? No! Anyway. Anxiety and Phobia Center. This is what happens. If you turn that off. It's popcorn. I hate that. Say you need to find that song and listen to the whole thing to get rid of it once and for all. If you can't find a song, then at least try to play it out entirely in your head. Trying to resist the tune will only make it worse. Now that doesn't bother me because that doesn't have words.
There's no words, yeah.
If it's got words, I think that's what the earworm is.
Oh, let me go do some digging then.
I can just turn your microphone off. I can just turn your studio off.
But singing it out in your head only works if you know all the words. I usually get stuck in the chorus.
I got you. Yeah, now I understand. The psychological term for the earworm is the Zygarnik effect.
Okay.
Zygarnik effect. So now that you know. Or the tendency to experience intrusive thoughts above any kind of other objection that you might want to mentally put up there. It's human nature for the brain to want to finish what it started. On the top 10 list are Lady Gaga with Just Dance, Beyonce's Single Ladies, Train's Hey Soul Sister. Yeah, God, oh, there he went. Oh, man, I hate that. ABBA's Waterloo.
Thank you.
Yep. Changes by David Bowie, YMCA by the Village People, Queen, We Will Rock You, the Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out, Disney's It's a Small World, and the Tokens, and the Tokens, Lion Sleeps Tonight. So, there, we just gave you the titles. You can let your own earworm go. Hello.
Yeah, could you play that annoying thing the whole way through,
but
a little faster so I could get a better workout on my elliptical?
That's right. We could speed tune it up. Yeah, so there you go. Earworms. Actually, yesterday, what was it? I was working outside, and for some reason I had Queen's We Are the Champions. Is that what that's called in my head?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions.
Crazy. All right. Speaking of the aforementioned Beyonce. First weekend of Coachella went well. Apparently, Beyonce and Jay-Z were guest surprise appearances. Paul McCartney was there but didn't perform. Farrell, is that his name? Pharrell? He was one of the headliners.
Pharrell.
Yeah. Bon Jovi's just a good guy. He you hear more and more good stuff about him. He was in D.C. last weekend to kick off the National Make a Difference Day. Washington Post said he spoke to the Make a Difference Day Awards. He gave $10,000 to each of the 13 volunteers for their individual causes.
So that's cool.
It is. It really is. First Make a Difference Day will be October the 25th of this year, so just so you know. So, 4 workout lessons that moms can learn from their kids, all right? Kids aren't afraid to fail. Little boys and girls have a smaller fear of mortality, care less about what people think. And remember, this, the next time that you refuse to try your yoga class or kickboxing for fear that people will make fun of you, don't have to. See, they're there too. Okay, they feel just as goofy as you do when you start doing this stuff. Kids have perfect form. Watch how your little bundle of joy does something. They probably squat perfectly, and they use their legs and not their back to pick something up. Remember what your body is capable of and how it should be used. You can actually learn that from your kiddos.
Interesting.
Kids are modeling their fitness behavior on you. Whether you're a Zumba queen or a diehard runner or a ski bunny, your kiddos are watching and learning every time you exercise. So you get them in the habit. And kids concentrate on having fun and not working out. Whether it's playing chase or hide and seek. Remember when kids used to do that? I mean, they still do.
Outside.
They still do that. It's called Call of Duty.
That's right. Yeah.
Still playing hide and seek.
Yeah, it's called Wii.
Just goofing around, just doing stuff. No. Kids aren't worried about the number of calories they're burning or their heart rate or anything. The next time you realize that you're enjoying yourself, remember what you're doing. If you're riding a bike or you're wrestling around with your little ones or dancing or whatever, remember that you're having a good time rather than think about it being work. Okay. Got that out of your head. Now we can talk about how you can get fat again. Chocolate and strawberry milk already are fake nutritious, so why not jelly bean milk?
Oh.
We have Prairie Farms Dairy to thank for this.
Oh.
Who'd have thought jelly bean milk? Does that, I said that again and it made me shiver. Yeah.
I don't know. It can't be that much different than eating Fruity Pebbles.
Well, okay.
I was going to say, you can pour it on Rice Krispies and get halfway there.
Yeah, I was going to say. Have you seen, I saw a Rice Krispies bar that had to be a foot long. Is that right? I mean,
yes.
Wrapped up in, golly.
In Mylar?
Yeah, exactly. In Tyvek. <Yeah. laughs> You can't get into it. Yep. Soon, silkworms and spiders will be able to mend our broken bones. Scientists are developing silk screws.
Cool.
An easier, stronger alternative to the metal plates for our brittle and getting brittler skeletons.
So long as they don't have to use real spiders, you're good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The silk screws remain in the bone for up to 8 weeks before gradually being absorbed by the body, so they don't have to go back in. Pretty cool. Which means no surgical removal. Since the silk is invisible on X-ray radiographs, the screws don't obstruct doctors' views of the healing process beyond the wound. The insertion of the alloy metal plates can be painful and also can swell within your body.
Yes, they can.
Silk, there you go, you know that. Silk, when stretched, is reportedly 5 times stronger than steel. Spiders,
yep.
Also being turned in for their emissions. They're too busy killing each other to produce enough of this stuff, so they're going to move them away, let them go over there and spin some silk and do that. So they're developing this area now.
That's cool.
It really is. And silkworms, I guess, could do the same thing. But think about that. How natural. And again, they can see through it, and they don't have to worry about being able to see the wound as it heals.
Invest in Thai futures now.
You heard it here first.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A big bank reports big numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Citigroup released its earnings this morning. Profits were up for the big bank when compared to the same time a year ago, and even though revenue dipped slightly, it was also better than analysts had forecast. That seemed to turn around the futures market, which was lower earlier this morning. Now, NASDAQ futures are up 18 and climbing. S&P 500 futures are up 9. Ever wonder how your tax dollars are spent by the government? The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget tells us that 23 cents of every dollar goes to defense and the military, while another 23 cents goes to Social Security, and it's 22 cents going to health care like Medicaid and Medicare. They added that in order to pay for all the federal spending in 2013, taxpayers would need to fork over an extra 24.5 cents for every dollar paid. And federal student loan rates are expected to rise significantly this fall. This affects new loans, so if you already have one or more, those rates are fixed. Still, if you plan to incur debt to pay for college expenses, ask your school about their plans. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name on it.
I'm Jay Farner, president.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no-fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So, what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. Quick, whose picture is on a $10 bill? Okay, well, who's the first non-president ever put in U.S. currency? Right, same guy, Alexander Hamilton. He wasn't a president, but he was our very first Secretary of the Treasury. And he was really the architect of our Treasury Department. And you may not know that the reason he was appointed as the first Secretary of the Treasury is because, well, he was a genius financier himself. And another thing you may not know is that he fought constantly with Thomas Jefferson, who was then the Secretary of State. I mean, they argued over how the U.S. Treasury should be established and what power it should have. As a matter of fact, Hamilton had a difference of political opinions with, well, a lot of folks. And one more thing. He was a valiant fighter in the Revolutionary War, a true hero. When Hamilton was serving under Colonel Henry Knox, he and his men were trapped by the British in what is now Lower Manhattan, New York. Hamilton was a major, in command of a small division, and they suddenly found themselves trapped. He actually thought about surrendering for a moment, but no, that was a very bad idea. You see, American fighting men were considered traitors to the crown by the English, and they were pretty much hanged almost immediately upon surrender or capture. So that really wasn't much of an option. No, it was a fight to the death, or be hung as a traitor. Well, try as they might, they could find no way out. The Brits were everywhere, and then a miracle. Through the dark and the gloom and the mist came a lone rider, a young major, and a personal aide to General Putnam. The young major had learned that Hamilton and his men were trapped and decided to find a way through the British lines. He did. Suddenly, there was hope. A grueling 8-mile run for the men, but it worked. They just squeaked through moments before the British mounted an attack. They were saved. Saved by a brave young major. That man made it possible for Alexander Hamilton to live and become the wealthy and influential man that we remember today. And we remember that brave young major, too. Oh, yes, we do. More than you know. You see, it's a little-known fact that the man who saved Alexander Hamilton's life that day is also the man who ended it years later in a pistol duel over politics. The same man, Aaron Burr.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. When it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare. Helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Today, four places where you should never swipe your debit card. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and mention promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
With a growing list of massive data breaches, I'm asked all the time, how can I make sure my credit cards don't get compromised? Surprisingly, credit cards aren't your real worry. Most credit card fraud is absorbed by whoever issued the card. The real concern is a debit card. Debit cards are tied to checking and savings accounts in real time. Hackers can overdraft those accounts in seconds. Most debit cards do not have the protections of credit cards. Once the money is debited from your account, it's gone. Here are the four major places I never use a debit card. Gas pumps are first. Card skimmers on gas pumps are a favorite for thieves. Restaurants are next. Unscrupulous servers could easily bring handheld card skimmers or just copy the number and watch to swipe your info. The same goes for retail stores. Never let the debit card out of your sight. And finally, never use one with online merchants. Learn more, plus get all the tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In a year and a half, College Station's 9th Elementary School will open. During Tuesday night school board meeting, consideration will be given to naming it Spring Creek Elementary. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the recommendation reflects district policy.
What our board policy says related to naming facilities is that we don't name buildings after the names of individuals. We look at the geographic area or the street that the school is on.
And it reflects recent practice.
With Creekview Elementary, Lick Creek runs through that property as well. And so Creekview made sense. And for Greens Prairie Elementary, it sits on Greens Prairie Trail.
Spring Creek is located on the site of the new elementary in South College Station. 88 acres of new homes in East Bryan will have sidewalks on one side of the street instead of both. The Bryan City Council, on a 4-2 vote, accepted a trade offered by the developer to build a 10-foot-wide path connecting a park next to Sam Rayburn School and Austin's Colony Park. Rafael Pena wanted sidewalks on both sides of the street for safety reasons.
And I don't understand why we're just picking and choosing, cherry-picking when we want to decide to follow the ordinance or not follow the ordinance.
Art Hughes says putting sidewalks on both sides of the street does not ensure safety.
For anyone to say that we're not interested in safety is out of line.
The developer of the new homes in Austin's Colony says the sidewalks will be located on low-volume, looped streets connected to Bullinger's Creek and Thornberry Drive. Texas A&M has announced another round of outsourcing.
A 12-year agreement with Chicago-based Levy Restaurants for concession operations at all athletic facilities is the largest and best in the U.S. collegiate market. Philip Ray, who negotiated the contract for the A&M system, says Levy will demonstrate a superior level of food service.
The electronic menu boards, I think, you know, the wayfinding is going to be much improved. You know, they've got some concepts that they've brought before us, I mean, about barbecue, engagement with some of the local restaurants, as well as bringing in some additional, you know, grab-and-go type things. I think you're going to see just an elevated offering and a more diverse offering.
As with A&M's contract with Compass Group, Ray says Levy will offer jobs to employees of athletics concessions, as well as ushers and related game day positions. Levy will keep using volunteer groups to staff concession stands.
I mean, that's a key to making this thing profitable for them. It was key to when we were, you know, attempting to make it profitable for athletics. I mean, these community groups, these nonprofit groups, these student groups that come in, I mean, it's vital to us, it's vital to them, and that will continue.
The contract allows vendors to continue selling during home football games in the zone. Over the life of the contract, Ray says it's a $50 million deal, including $18 million in bonuses and advanced commissions, and Levy will make nearly $2 million in capital improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A man shot Friday afternoon in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store north of downtown walked a half block to a neighbor's house. Police are still looking for the suspect in what Officer Kelly McKeithen says was a targeted shooting outside the King Mart on East MLK.
He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital and is listed in non-life-threatening condition. He's a 32-year-old male from Bryan. We don't believe there were multiple shots, so we only believe that there was one shot at this time. That's all we know. There were a couple of witnesses at the scene.
Investigators found the suspect's car, and it's not known if anyone else was involved in the incident. A bystander accused of trying to discourage witnesses from speaking, cussing loud enough to be heard by elementary school-aged children, and spitting into the face of an officer was arrested and taken to jail for harassment of a public servant and disorderly conduct. Some good detective work leads to the arrest of an accused Brenham child pornographer in California. Hector Gomez with the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force says they were brought in to find David Scott Cummings, who they figured out was going by the name Seamus McCourt.
Once we determined who he was now, the alias he was now using, we went ahead and followed up and sent some investigative leads out to the California area where we suspected that he had recently become employed at a local hermitage.
Gomez says Cummings awaits extradition following a 44-count indictment of possession of child porn. Last month, we learned that News Talk 1620 WTAW would receive 23 awards from the Texas Associated Press broadcasters for last year's coverage of news and sports and our online content. At Saturday night's award banquet, we picked up four more honors. Two came from the TAPB for Best Radio Newscast, and for the sixth straight year, the Overall Radio Excellence Award. And the Headliners Foundation of Texas recognized our spot news covering the morning after last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, and News Director Bill Oliver's work as Best Reporter. Online at WTAW.com is the complete awards list. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 56 degrees, now a full 20 degrees cooler than it was this morning. This look at news brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We'll just do the weather live because, you know, the front's already passed and all that kind of stuff, and we don't need to be talking about what might happen since it already has. Let's say that, looking at the weather radar, it seems to indicate that most of this stuff is out of there as far as precipitation's concerned. We're going to get down to 35 tonight, though. By the way, the winds will gust today up to 35 miles an hour, so you got that going for you. And tonight they'll be gusting up to 25 miles an hour with the chill factor, again, probably near freezing, and 35 for our low. Tomorrow, 63 with sunshiny skies, 37 tomorrow night, and sunny skies on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, looks like we'll be in the middle 70s, so that should be pretty okay. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 17, gusting to 26. We got 59. So there. In the meantime, summer is really coming. Proof positive. Tie-dyed makeup is here. MAC Cosmetics' new line of makeup with designer label Proenza Schuller, full of brushes that have a holographic color swirl and super bright shades like Mangrove Lipstick, that's bright orange-red and electric purple dynamo lip color. Just saying. If you want something non-traditional, there it is. Now, I'm watching TV last night, and so they're doing a commercial for some, and we're watching in real time, which I never do. Just don't. But so we do is we're watching the commercials, too. And I don't know what it was. I think it was from some eye makeup. And they have, this woman had eyeliner, okay, where you would expect it on the upper lash, and then she did another one above it. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay. The look is weird to you as it did to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're not cool anymore.
Well, but I understand, but at some point, doesn't the public go,
no,
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Boys in skinny jeans, yeah. Strike one.
Yeah, I just, man.
Zipper jackets from the 80s, strike two.
Yeah, yeah.
DuckTales.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
A woman in Truckee, California, struck and killed by a freight train. She was walking on the tracks.
Don't do that.
Wearing her headphones.
Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
That fully covered her ear. Saying, yeah, okay.
Listening to Wabash Cannonball.
Yeah, really. At the Scarpati Doma India School, you will learn their unique philosophy on how to interact with your horse friends and other herd animals. The bizarre video shows a man doing yoga with a horse. And the horse is a willing participant, apparently. The horse seems relaxed and happy. Is it going whinny?
No.
Okay. The horse is lying on its side, and some guy is lying down next to it, and the guy next to it is doing the yoga positions. Then he gets the horse to lie on its back.
Yeah, I've seen the video. It's crazy.
Really? Okay, anyway.
At one point, it looks like horse wrestling.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. It is now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We got donkey baseball and horse wrestling. What do you want? Forget about earthquakes. Newest danger to hit California, wild crocodiles. Police in Sacramento say a 4-foot crocodile that was roaming freely at the shopping mall there. Police say the reptile had climbed out of a box that somebody left in front of a pet store. Oh, is this like this thing where you can
jump off the baby?
Yeah, you give your baby up at the police station? Guess they went to the right place, huh? Officers subdued the snapping animal, wrapping duct tape around its jaws.
Just like they saw on TV.
That's right. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife trying to find a home for the animal. Yeah.
As my new boots.
Hey, what'd that crocodile ever do to you?
I don't know, but I bet you tastes good,
too. There you go. The annual Global Rep Track 100 study for the Reputation Institute finds just 15% of UK customers believe advertising claims. The rest are neutral. How do we feel? Is that a good number for us? Are we good with that? I guess it depends on whether it's an As Seen on TV commercial.
It depends on what they're advertising.
Yeah, I just, I'm not exactly sure. I haven't watched a lot of TV at a time when As Seen on TV commercials come on. Have you guys seen any lately that are new products out there, or is it not the time of year?
I want to try one of them, and it's the stuff that you put on. I have an Avalanche pickup truck.
All right.
And they have this wipe-on stuff that's supposed to restore the plastic on the top part of the bed.
Oh, okay.
And I'm curious to see if that would work. That's about the extent of my, There's no Sham Wows or anything like that.
So it's supposed to
restore the plastic so it doesn't look like that dull gray. It's supposed to take it back to black.
All right. Well, now that reminds me of something else that's, so I went to get, one of my vehicles inspected the other day, and at the inspectatorium, they were doing this thing where they, I guess, they clean the cloudiness off the front of your headlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same company does the cleaning thing as well.
Okay, that's what made me think of it. So, I mean, does that work? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's why I was curious to see if it did.
Yeah, I'll just, Anyhow, so they did this study, globally, credibility averages about 25%, okay, as far as believing advertising campaigns. The level puts UK at the bottom of the four markets that they measured above France, Germany, and Japan. The study also finds two-thirds of the consumers globally are uncertain if they can trust the top 100 most reputable companies. So, in other words, 40% of the people don't think they can even trust the most reputable of the companies. The Reputation Institute looked at specific companies and finds that Walt Disney and Google topped the study.
Huh.
Really?
I trust Google about as far as I can throw it.
I was going to say, Google has, if information is knowledge, if information is power, they got a lot of power.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They got a lot of power. Anyway, they topped the study in 2014. Walt Disney number one, Google number two. Number three is BMW, then Rolex, then Sony. Samsung made it into the top 10 for the first time, tying for ninth spot with Microsoft, which is neither.
Huh.
So you got Google and Microsoft, two of the top 10, huh?
Well, if you're just looking at it for face value, Google always works. Very rarely do you log
We're not talking dependability here.
Oh.
I mean, you know, we're talking, you comfortable with that? But again, you know what? You don't have to use Google.
Scott?
Right? Yeah?
You still using XP?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the IRS?
No, what'd they do?
They didn't update XP on about half of their computers.
Oh, my God.
They now have to take $30 million of your tax dollars that they're collecting from you to upgrade.
Awesome.
Half.
They could have gone to two cows and gotten it for nothing. Oh, that's so sad. Now, across specific areas of reputation, Apple came in at top for innovation, and Rolex was the leader in products and services, and Google performed best in terms of workplace leadership and performance. So there you go. Okay, there. Google was number one when it comes in terms of workplace leadership and performance because it's supposed to be a really cool place to work, as long as you know that you're letting them know everything about you that ever will happen in your life. But that's okay because, you know, you got free nanny service and they go and get your laundry for you and wash your car and feed you. So if that's worthwhile to you, then there you go. Okay. I hate to break this one to you. We all know how important it is to get enough sleep.
Yep.
New study suggests that daytime napping may actually increase your risk of early death.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Really? You talk about a buzzkill. They just want to take all the fun out of everything, don't they? Hello?
I don't know which is scarier, the IRS being stuck at XP or the IRS guys using Windows 8.
Well, that's I'm not a Windows 8 person now, so I can't speak to that. Yeah, anyway, if you take a nap, apparently that's going to kill you. So,
I mean, oh, no. Again, we're all going to die.
Yeah, you're going to be. Well, I can play that if you want. Anyway, you'll be rested when you die, I suppose. Here's the deal. Researchers looked at 16,000 adults over a 13-year period, and they found that those who slept for an hour or more during the day were almost a third more likely to die prematurely. Specifically, they were more likely to die from lung disease. And researchers say that napping could contribute to respiratory problems. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if it was one of those situations where the kind of person who sleeps for an hour during the day is maybe sedentary, but lung disease.
That was one of the
sort of threw me off.
Because you can't breathe all day, you're more tired, so you need to take a nap. They didn't look at the correlation between the
causation
two.
Causation versus correlation.
Right. Yeah. Researchers note that napping may simply be an early sign that your health is in danger. Oh, come on. Jeez. And don't drink out of a garden hose
when
either,
it's time
all right?
To choose a pediatrician for your child, make sure you choose a practice where you're the boss. One where the board-certified pediatric specialists work for you and your family, not a big hospital system. Since our founding in 1978, University Pediatric Association has grown into one of the largest independent practices in Texas. Our independence means we answer only to our families, not a corporation. At UPA, we understand the hectic schedules of working parents and provide the services you need, like evening and weekend hours, a pediatric nurse that's on call 24/7, and we're conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road just 2 blocks from Highway 6. Healthcare is changing in America. Today, more than half of all doctors work for a hospital system, and that's driving up the cost of healthcare. So ask yourself, who does your pediatrician work for? At UPA, the answer has always been you. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
A budded vine and roses in bloom reveal that spring is here. The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival will take place at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort in Bryan, Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Entrance to the festival is free. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Visit MessinaHop.com today or call 778-WINE.
Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we'll give you a fitness roadmap so that you know exactly where you're going. It's called a fitness evaluation, and it's a benefit of being an Aggieland Fitness Dome member. Your fitness evaluation will determine your current fitness level, help you set realistic goals, and our staff will show you a plan to get you the results you want. Join Aggieland Fitness Dome today and find out where you're going. Call 690-3663, that's 690-DOME, or stop by the Dome off Highway 6 at Berra. Road.
Good morning, 10 Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If your tattoo is about to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone, you might want to have a friend proofread it for historic accuracy. Hear about this?
No.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her full torso tattoo of the Constitution. That'd be the Constitution, punctuated with the signature of John Hancock. It's on the cover of next month's Rolling Stone magazine. Little problem. John Hancock didn't sign the Constitution. Signed the Declaration of Independence. It's all right.
You know what she was quoted as saying? To my credit, I was drunk. Or drinking, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Her credit.
Oh, anyway, we'll see how that works out. Declaration of Independence is just on the other side, but I couldn't fit all the other signatures on there is what she also said. Okay, fine.
It doesn't even look real.
I haven't seen it yet. So you may have heard this on the Dow Jones. They didn't do the entire list, and we won't either, but how the revenue is divided up among the federal programs for 2013, because, you know, you're about to pay your taxes. By the way, you can file an extension, but you still got to pay your taxes. So at every $100 that you pay in taxes, over $23.50 goes to Social Security, the broken system. $22.25 basically goes to Medicare, Medicaid, and all the other health stuff. After that, it is a rapid drop. So understand, I mean, when you scream about Congress needing to cut spending, 46 cents right there is already locked in with Social Security and health care. 46 cents. So the rest of it's a little tough to do anything about. About $6.50 goes to interest, $4 to veterans benefits, $2.65 to transportation. Then the civilian retirement program gets about $2.65 as well. Food stamps, $2.39, so you know. And unemployment insurance, $2. Congressional salaries, they wanted us to know this, 0.004 cents. So, there. Okay. Make you feel better? I know, there's nothing we can do about it. You can yell, you can scream. They can beat their chest about how much they're cutting the budget. 46 cents already going to Social Security and health care. Here's an app for you. Seems like every year an endless array of movies and videos come out that primarily focus on bloodshed and mayhem. If you're tired of those recycled ideas and enjoy classic ghost stories, try Papa Sangree 2. It's the Roman numeral 2. The unique aspect of this iPhone game is that it is meant for your ears and not your eyes. After you plug in your headphones and you walk on the railroad track, the first thing that you learn is that you just died. When you travel through a dark and dangerous world, collecting unforgotten memories in order to return to the land of the living, and soon the haunting voice of the Lord of the Rings and soap opera with sword star Sean Bean filters through your speakers, providing guidance and an increasingly unreliable narrator. So, there you go. Why would anybody download that? I'm just saying. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. Oh, and Google Glass. If you want to look like a dork, now's your chance. You can buy a pair of Google Glass glasses. Anybody will be able to buy them for one day and one day only. That day is tomorrow, April the 15th. First time the device has been available to the general public. So far, the face-mounted computers have sold only to Google Explorers. That's the company's name for their early adopters. In the year since Google Glass has been shipped, it's been called the future of computing, criticized for hastening the death of privacy. And also, it makes you look silly, but people wearing Google Glass have been banned from bars and restaurants, given tickets for distracted driving and such. Glass mounts on the pair of compatible glasses and positions a small display above the wearer's right eye. The wearer uses glass to access the internet and can simply look things up like directions, notifications, and content from the custom glass apps on the screen. It's controlled by your voice and using a tiny touchpad on the side.
And if you look in my direction with one of those things, I will color it in with a Sharpie.
There you go. But it doesn't say how much it's going to cost.
I heard $1,500.
$1,500. Okay. Well, tomorrow's the day if you want to do that. Okay? If you want to be a part of that, then... And as you said, it's going to make people possibly angry at you for doing it.
I had a bartender looking at me, you know, and just wearing those Google glass. I don't know how he got them, but he had them. And I...
Really?
Yeah.
Here in Bryant College Station?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, and he was a weird kid anyway. Okay. Neon pink hair, but...
Whoa!
He looked at me to take my order, and I was thinking, I really don't feel comfortable.
Wow. Interesting. Well, I know. I would agree. Until we reach whatever the tipping point happens to be, mm-hmm. I don't know where or when it's going to be. You're right. Those folks are going to be kind of outliers, I would think, in the whole school.
And it was, and 99% of the time it's going to be innocuous until it isn't.
Right.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing.
They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welborn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call The Pool Guy at 575-6200. Or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. How long is a moment? How long is a moment? If you're aiming to live in the present, you'll want to restrict yourself to the last 15 seconds because, according to a new study, that's how long we perceive a moment to be. A group of U.S. researchers say it's not just a split second. Instead, our minds seem to blur together what's happening right now with what's happened over a brief period. In other words, what we're seeing at the present moment is not a fresh snapshot of the world, but rather an average of what we've seen in the past 10 to 15 seconds. Now, that's interesting.
So when you say, I'll be there in a sec, do you mean a moment?
Yeah, right. The researchers came to this conclusion using Gabor patches. These are small arrangements of lines. 12 participants were shown the patches as they flashed on a screen. One appeared every 5 seconds. Subjects then said which direction the lines were tilted, but got them slightly wrong, influenced by the lines that they had seen over the past 15 seconds. So it's not actually seeing an ongoing event. This is kind of a short-term memory deal, I would say.
So attention span of a goldfish is not far off with me.
No, not at all. That's it. If it's a trade-off, it's a trade-off of the visual system, they say. If you were sensitive to every fluctuation in vision, you'd have a very difficult time reading a sign, as a for instance. Well, so it's an average of what you see. And again, it is not an actual event. You're not describing an event. You're seeing these things and trying to remember them.
So, in other words, this is all hooey.
That's what I'd say. Latest man to write his own obituary kept things pretty simple. Simply read, I'm dead. Swedish 92-year-old Stig Kernell gave his funeral home instructions before he died on April the 6th. Funeral home followed through, publishing the three-word obituary in two newspapers over the weekend.
I think I like Stig.
Yeah, it's pretty good. In Pennsylvania, man.
Liked
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't care one way or the other now. In Pennsylvania, a man will have to face charges for allegedly stripping naked and causing a ruckus when he was told he was too late to buy lottery tickets.
Oh.
Yep. Police say that he tried to rob the store across the street, chased out by employees, and into the arms of waiting.